The following message is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. This is Ariana Hatfield, Dominican University student athlete, and I want to personally welcome and thank you for tuning into tonight's episode of Ball is Life, the 10,000 Hour Burnout. Here we talk about the stresses in an athlete's life that can cause severe damage without the support and resources necessary to maintain inner peace. What's up, everybody? This is your host, Ariana Hatfield, back with another episode of Ball is Life. Last episode, we got to sit and listen to an interview with two of my freshmen, Alea and Alessandra. This is a special shout out. Thank you guys for coming out here and sharing your experience and sharing the knowledge that you have from your experience and shedding some light on how it feels to experience burnout as a first year college student. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about an injury that I had just experienced this past week and how I am feeling now and how it relates to burnout. So let's get into it. Last week, I ended up spraining my ankle pretty badly, and I was in a boot for the entire week. I've been doing my best to rehab and get back, but as most of you who've had injuries know, it's not as easy as taping your ankle and getting back out there. It takes time. You have to do rehab, you have to ice, and just do all of this, I would say, extra stuff in order to get yourself back to 100%. And by 100%, I mean usually just to the point where you're able to get back out there and play how you normally play. As an athlete, I hear getting back to 100% a lot. And what that means to me is just being able to do everything basic in your position, right? Because I guess you could say no one is ever 100% every single game, every single practice. There's always going to be something that is going to get in the way of being at your full best, whether it's lack of sleep, didn't eat enough, ate too much, personal issues, things like that. And that's my opinion on being 100% when you're fully healthy. But now, you know, a lot of my trainers and my parents and, you know, my teammates have been going the extra mile just to make sure that I get back to the way that I was. And honestly, I can say right now I am experiencing a little bit of a burnout. I've been putting in a lot of extra work and my body is just telling me that I'm not ready to come back yet. And so that has translated off the court into me not really wanting to do my schoolwork, not really wanting to get out of bed. I kind of just want to lounge around and watch TikTok. I'm not in a boot anymore. I was in a boot. It was probably the worst experience ever. I hate not being able to move the way that I personally know that I can. And a lot of athletes out there can really relate to being restricted as far as movement. But yeah, no, it's been a weird experience. I've never had an injury that has prevented me from walking or running. It's not something that I would recommend, obviously, but you know, when you play a contact sport like basketball, it's inevitable. You know, you're gonna get hurt sometimes, and it's not necessarily your fault or anyone else's fault, but it still sucks. So with that being said, while I've been doing my recovery process, me and my coach have kind of had these jokes going back and forth called, we would say, phase four. Because when you have an ankle sprain or a torn ligament or just any type of injury as far as like your legs or whatever, there are four phases that you have to go through in order to consider yourself fully cleared and back on track. Right now, I am on phase two. So this is kind of introducing a little bit more evenly distributed weight, practicing balance, just working on stability. And me and my coach just have this really nice joke where we just keep saying phase 4 to our trainers so that they know, like, hey, we play next Friday, it's time for me to come back. But that's clearly not how it works. But I put a lot of more thought into it after talking to my trainers, and they were saying, hey, we know that you're eager to come back. We know your coaches want you to come back. But if we jump all the way to phase 4 and you're not ready, it can cause further injury. And of course, my initial instinct was, oh man, Mac, like, it's a joke. But then I put more thought into it after I left that conversation with her, and I was like, you know what? Even though it was meant to be a joke, it's not a joke. I want to come back. I hate to say it, but I am guilty of not knowing who I am outside of basketball. Basketball has made up my entire life, and I've never put anything above that. So even though this isn't a major injury where, you know, I'm going to be out for an entire season, it's still affecting me to the point where when I'm at practice and I'm on the side and I'm watching and coaching up my teammates, it's like, it makes me feel less than myself. Just because I know that I should be out there. I know that I should be able to be on the court, and I know that I should be able to contribute the way that I do on a normal day-to-day basis. But of course, injuries tend to do that. They prevent you from being able to do what you normally do. And I just have always talked about, you know, positive mindset and not listening to your body. And we heard a lot about that last podcast when we got the inside scoop from Alea and Alessandra about their injuries, and how, you know, where they went wrong was not trusting their body when their body said, hey, I can't do this. This hurts. I'm not ready for this. So yeah, I thought a lot about that conversation, and it really made me think, like, am I rushing too fast? And going into practice today, when I was on the side doing my rehab, I was kind of thinking to myself, like, am I pushing myself too hard? Like, this movement right here, this hurts. And I'm continuing to do the same movement, trying to get stronger and be able to get back so that I can tell them, hey, yeah, I can do this movement. Like, I can do this movement. So what I mean by that is just, like, I'm guilty of it. I am guilty of it. And it's hard for me as an athlete, even though I do have so much perspective on mental health and taking care of your body and recovery, and being able to come on here and talk to you guys about how important recovery is and how important listening to your body is. I still have those moments where I'm like, wow, I'm guilty of not trusting my own body. Even though it's clearly telling me I'm not ready, I still am not trusting my body. So when I taking this experience onto, you know, future experiences, I just know that I need to practice more getting to know what my body can handle and what it can't. It's harder for me to kind of listen to my body because I've had coaches and had trainers saying, hey, you need to be able to do this. I know that you're hurt. I know that you were this. I know that you were that. But you've got to be out there. We need you out there. And having that kind of in your ear, with also the own voices in your head telling you that you should be doing this, you should be doing that, there's no such thing as injuries, and there's no such thing as not being able to do something, it's all your will to do so, it really takes a toll on you. And when an athlete such as myself, I'm speaking completely from personal experience, right now I'm at a point where I'm a little bit behind in some of my classes. I don't really have the motivation to do other things because all I'm focused on is getting back onto the court because that's where I work best. I work best on the court with my teammates and being more involved in practice, being able to have that relationship and that bond, not only with my teammates, but with basketball. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of give some more personal experience, even though I did talk about my personal experience in our episode 2, where I talked about, you know, my past and how hard I trained and all the serious injuries that I've had throughout the years. Even though I've realized how negatively my mindset back then affected me, I still have those little voices in the back of my head saying, you know what? You should be on the court. Even though you are hurt right now, you have to play through it. This is your senior year. And I think that is what is killing me the most about having to sit out, is that I'm a senior and this is my last year here at Dominican University of California, and I won't get another chance to play. I won't get another chance to show everyone what I can do. I won't get another chance with this specific group of girls. So I just kind of let the voices take over, and it gets challenging, but it was easy to snap out of. You know, I've done a lot of personal reflection, a lot of journaling, and it's been easy for me right now to realize that recovery is more important than putting a ball in a hoop. And if you would have met me a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you would have never heard those words come out of my mouth. Basketball has always been my life, and for me to say right now that putting a ball in a hoop isn't more important than me and my physical and mental well-being is huge, because I know a lot of athletes are out there feel the exact same way. I know that they feel like this is their life and they have to eat, breathe, sleep their sport, but they don't. And that's where a lot of athletes go wrong, with not knowing who they are outside of their sport, is they are taught that this is number one. And it becomes a cycle where they create this sort of shield around their sport, and it no longer is just a hobby or just something that they do besides going to school or working or taking care of their family or whatever it is that they normally do in their personal life. Now that becomes their entire world. And I just wanted to shed some light on that, and I hope that I can reach a lot of people, especially anyone who's in the same position as me, who's a senior and has, you know, whether it's a minor injury or a major injury, just always remember it's tough, but it's not who you are. Your sport is a big part of you, and it says a lot about you as a person, but it is not who you are. And I strongly advise a lot of people right now in my position to start doing more things that help them figure out who they are if they don't know yet. Find things that help you grow as a person, because once you graduate, and if you're not continuing your sport after college, it's going to be challenging to be out in the real world without it. So thank you for tuning in for tonight's episode. I just wanted to give a little bit of a backstory for you guys, just to let you know that even though I do talk about this on my podcast and talk about recovery and talk about taking care of yourself, that I am still a human, I'm still a student athlete, and I still experience the same hardships that I talk about on here. And I know that it's still challenging to power through it, but you're gonna get through it. We're all gonna get through it. This is just for right now. It's not for the rest of our lives. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's episode of Ball is Life. I just want to tell everyone out there that I'm really appreciative that they're listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me. I've really grown to love this. And I want everyone out there to know that they have someone who knows what they're going through, even if they don't feel like they do. So tune into next week's episode of Ball is Life, and I'll catch you later.